Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We are the UR Tennis Network. Our mission is to be the voice of tennis. We enlist a team of passionate enthusiasts to promote our sport. We strive to bring interesting perspectives on the many spins of tennis. Our goal is to provide the learners of our sport with current news and information from many angles. We seek active participation from communities interested in tennis, but tennis is not interested in them. We are expanding our outreach. Tennis is a true lifetime sport that needs to be talked about, and the UR Tennis Network pledges to pursue this idea relentlessly.
Infinite Tennis. I'm your host, Bill Patton, and we are spanning the globe in search of the human drama of athletic competition. If you know where that comes from, send me an email. Hey, so today we're going to be talking with Collins Victoria Tennis Agwanda from Kenya, and it's going to be a great time to talk about tennis in developing nations. And some of the great work that Collins is doing to bring kids into the game and train them to a high level and create them reaching their goals. So we're going to go to a commercial here, and then when we come back out of that, then we're going to talk to Collins, and it's going to be a great time.
Alternative Lighting and Power is a renewable energy solutions-focused company with an emphasis in helping athletic facilities. We would like to upgrade your tennis complex to the 21st century. We offer a range of services that will upgrade your tennis complex. We can use our technology to make your facility virtually disappear from the energy grid. We can provide lights, scoreboards, scoring systems, cooling systems, heating systems, camera systems, covered seating areas, wastewater management, and even new buildings. Our company is located in Houston, Texas, but we provide services to all 50 states and internationally. We would love to visit with you about our opportunities. Please contact Ed Love at 832-549-4193 or email at elove@alternativel-p.com. You can also visit our website at www.alternativel-p.com. We are the sunny side of business.
Okay, we're back. So, hello, Collins. How are you? Are you there? Oh, I think I've muted him. Hold on. I'm such a professional at this radio stuff here. All right, let's try that again. All right, so that was my... We're off to a great start. Collins, how are you?
Hello, Bill. I'm doing fine.
Oh, terrific. So, Collins, where exactly are you?
I'm in Kisumu City, in Kenya, Africa.
Yeah, so I did a little Google search on that on Google Maps, and I was able to see that with satellite imagery and all that. Very fascinating to be able to look at great maps and see where people are. So very fascinating. I recommend anybody listening take a moment and look up Kisumu City in so it's K-I-S-U-M-U, Kisumu City in Kenya. All right, so tell us a little bit about you and how you got started with tennis.
Okay, my full name's Collins Agwanda. I'm a Kenyan citizen, born in Kisumu City, in Western Kenya region. I started tennis in the year 2007. when we are very fortunate to have university students who came through a tennis project, and they visited our school, and that's where I picked playing tennis.
And so where did you play?
The school it was Kisumu Day High School. It's a government school, which was not associated with the tennis. But we are very fortunate to have the student who came all the way from the United Kingdom to introduce us into the game of tennis.
Yes, and so are those what kind of courts are those? Are those hard courts or clay or what?
Sorry?
What type of court? Say hard court, or was it a clay court, or what?
It's just a temporary court. We call it temporary court because it doesn't have clay, it doesn't have maram. It's just like an ordinary field, football field, converted to be a tennis court through putting up some poles, two poles, which can hold a line. And there you go, you draw the lines, and then we call it the court. So it's just a temporary one. We don't have standard tennis courts in Kisumu.
So it was it a grass court?
It was a clay, mix of clay, grass, clay-grass mixed. Some parts are clay, some parts are grass. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's fascinating because I think many of our listeners have never experienced anything like that. I mean, most of us have played on hard courts. Some of us have played on clay, but we haven't had to play on something that was as rough. You know, so how was it? I know you have a program and it has different aspects. And so tell us about the program that you're currently running. What's going on there?
Okay, I'd like to first start with the organization. I founded Shining Hope Kenya, a community charitable organization, which promotes sports, especially tennis. It also promotes education and also children's rights. I started the organization in the year 2006 when I was 16 years old. By then, I was in high school in Form 2. And this organization has really, really changed the lives of children, especially in tennis. Because in tennis, we have Victoria Tennis Academy, which is run under the organization as a project. This Victoria Tennis Academy has got training centers across Manyata slums, Nyalenda slums, Obunga slums, in Western Kenya region. The kids whom we deal with are less fortunate. Some are orphans, but they are talented. They are really, really, really talented in tennis. And if their talent is nurtured properly, they can go far. Currently, we do a program of more than 3,000 kids across Western Kenya region. We
wow.
do a after-school program with them.
And so out of the 3,000, do they all get to play tennis?
We don't have enough equipment, so we do usually organize them into groups, whereby it's a specific group. Like for example, we have a group called Kilimanjaro. If they have a tennis lesson starting at 4 p.m. to 5 p.m., that's when they hold the racket because the big number cannot accommodate the small number of rackets which we have.
Yeah, so that just really points out a need. So there's a need for more equipment. More kids could play if you had more rackets for them to hold. So you know, it sounds like you're using your equipment as much as you possibly can. So what are some of the other programs that you do with the kids that are, you know, outside of the tennis? So the Shining Hope School, is that it?
Yeah, we have Shining Hope Talent School. That's the former name of, it's the former name of Elora Talent School. We changed the name to be Elora Talent School because of we wanted to commemorate a friend of ours who was based in Ohio State. She died at a younger age, but she was committed in supporting the less fortunate children. So we thought it's very, very a good idea to change the name from Shining Hope Talent School to Elora Talent School. So this talent school majorly supports the less fortunate and orphaned kids who are talented in different sports, majorly tennis, because tennis is not popular. It's not actually popular in Kenya and also some parts of Africa. Because in Kenya, we find it that it's only Nairobi, the capital city of Kenya, which is associated with tennis. But when you go to other towns, let's say Kisumu, tennis is not popular. So that's why we are having a talent school. Through the programs that we do check the kids who are promising players. We give them scholarships, tennis scholarships, to get free education at our at Elora Talent School, and also to get trained, to get performance coaching at the school also. And through that, we tend to look for them sponsors, someone who can sponsor them to at least sustain their schooling there, because teachers cannot teach when they don't have something in their stomach, and also they need to put on. So that's what we're actually doing. We get them sponsor who can, like, commit herself or commit himself to at least pay for their monthly sponsorship, which is it's only $30 per month to sustain the boy or the girl in school with education, with meals, with clothing, uniform, school materials. Yeah, that's what $30 covers when a child is at.
Wait, can you say that number again? Did you say $30?
$30 per month. $30 per month can sustain a child.
I would actually challenge a listener to say, hey, would you know, somebody here has $30 a month, and would you, you know, consider sponsoring a kid in Kenya to play tennis? Because you're just going to feel great knowing that child got an education and was able to play tennis, and you know, it really does create a very good feeling knowing that you're helping somebody like that. So, all right, let's shift gears for a moment. So are you a certified tennis pro, or where did you get your coaching training?
Looking at my background, I'm actually not coming from a wealthy family. I came from a poor family. A family which could not afford school shoes, a family which could not afford school bag. But I used to go to school barefooted, a distance of like 30 minutes walk to school, going and coming back for lunch and then going back again. So it was very, very hectic. So these are the problems which I sat down and said, enough is enough. I should establish an organization which can eradicate these problems, which is still ongoing in our community. So to add something on that, I said I cannot continue playing professional tennis. I could not play professional tennis because it requires proper finance. When you look at somebody like Serena Williams and the likes of Roger Federer, they have sponsors who are catering for their traveling expenses and accommodation, meals, and everything. So me, I said, no, I can't continue. I can't train to be a professional tennis player, but I want to be a coach to enable more kids, more children who aspire to play tennis, to have that opportunity to play tennis. So that's what I wanted to do. Currently, I do have different certification from Kenya Lawn Tennis Association.
I see that, and others
from Kenya Secondary School Sports Association. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, I see this as a pattern that many times coaches are motivated by the fact that maybe they didn't have the opportunity, and then it becomes kind of a burning desire for them to grant opportunity to people beyond them. So have you had experience with, say, the PTR or the USPTA or something like that to get some training and coaching?
Yeah, what I can add on that is that the PTR, USPTA, there are fees which they charge for one to become a member. Like I said, these kids does not pay anything to do with coaching. They don't pay anything when they get coached. So I find it hard. Without any sponsor, I cannot make it to be certified with the Professional Tennis Registry or the United States Professional Tennis Association. So that's the big challenge I'm having. But if I can get someone or a company or an individual, a well-wisher, who would like to help me get PTR certification either in the U.S. or in any other country, I'll appreciate, because they have got a proper coaching techniques compared to this other organization which offers them. So I'd like to get certified with the PTR and the USPTA. If somebody can come on board and say, I want to help you with this, I want to help you with this, so that I get it.
Yeah, that's interesting. We'll see what happens on that. I think that there's some possibility there. Anyway, now I was reading the article that you sent me about Linda Janet. So is she still playing? How is she doing?
Sorry, I didn't get you clearly.
I was reading the article about Linda Janet and how she was, you know, becoming a high-ranked player in Africa overall. So is she still playing the game? And if she is, how is she doing?
Yes, Linda Janet still plays tennis. And, she's still playing tennis. And she got her highest ranking in Africa, girls under 14, position 25. So this girl, actually, in Kenya, the system of education in the entire African continent, the system of education does not really accommodate sports, unlike in the U.S. or in any other European countries whereby sports is having the same value as education. So Linda Janet, while she was still with us, in the academy, she used to come get proper training, performance training. That's when she got that highest ranking point. So after she graduated from primary school, junior school, she went to high school. And getting to high school, she went to a boarding school. This boarding school, she got the scholarship through tennis. Teachers there are not committed. They are just committed in books. They don't have time to go on court and do, unless they're having a friendly match or a small tournament coming up is when you can see them on court. So her performance has really, really deteriorated due to lack of proper coaching where she is at Butere Girls High School. But that's the reason why we produce the best players in Western Kenya region. But these players, when they get to high school, they only play high school tennis, which usually lasts for like 1 month, and then it's done. So they play once in a month, or once in a year. But through a lot of talent school, we want to ensure that these kids whom we brought up through tennis, when they get graduated in primary school, they directly go to our high school, Elora High School, where they continue with their talent, and then who knows, in the future we might have a college. Or when they graduate from high school, we tend to get them a scholarship in the United States. So we are also looking for partnership with the different colleges in the United States which can accommodate the boys and the girls. And also for them to play ITF, they also need finance. And this one, Linda could not afford because she's an orphan, a total orphan. So So getting finance to travel, to looking for different ITF tournaments, ranking tournaments, she could not do that. And that's why her performance really, really got deteriorated. But the tournament which she played, she played only in Nairobi, Confederation of African Tennis, Leg 1 and Leg 2. That's when she got to the ranking. Suppose she could do, she could have played 4 legs or 10 legs. Linda could have been the top African junior in the Gulf under 14. But we hope we are getting there soon.
So, yeah, I mean, it's really about getting some help to create more opportunity and to give children a chance who really can do great things, but they're limited because of the limited amount of opportunities that exist near them. That's terrific to find out that she got a scholarship to the school through her tennis, so that's terrific. Now I know that you've had some people come and be guest coaches and help out, and that that recently there was a little problem there. So can you talk a little bit about someone, if someone wanted to come, what would they need to do? What would they need to avoid? So that it would be a good fit.
Yes, we usually have different tennis camp during school holidays. These school holidays are in the month of April, August. Then we have long holiday in November, December. We're actually looking for guest coaches, coaches who are really, really committed to support the less fortunate. Coaches who are after developing a talent in a less fortunate child. These coaches we are looking for. They should also have proper respect to the children. What do I mean by the word respect? I know, for example, there are different. Africa is different with the United States, or in every other country in Asia, in Europe. So people do have different behaviors. So we need to have people who are well-behaved. If they come for coaching these children, that's what they need to do, and we'll really, really appreciate. Going out is fine. They can go out through authority from the host. So that's not a big problem. We are welcoming any coach is interested to come to Kenya and to help these children out. And, you can come for, 1 week, 2 weeks. It depends on your schedule. Even 1 month, 2 months, it depends, because at a lot of schools, we need a full-time coach who can volunteer to help nurture and develop the talent. So, as you know, we work with the less fortunate children. These children does not pay. So we'd like to appeal, if you'd like to come, the only thing which we can do is just to accommodate. But meals, because we know people do take different meals, like the ones who are coming from the U.S. or in other European countries. Those meals are very, very expensive in Kenya. Some goes for like $50, and, $50 can support a child in a lot of school for nearly two months. So it's very, very expensive for us. But if they can sponsor themselves, we'll really appreciate. But what we can afford to offer is the accommodation, meals, and the traveling expenses they can do. But the simplest way they can do that is they can do a mini fundraising. They tell their friends, relatives, the parents whom they coach their kids, they can do some fundraising. The parents can also contribute so that they come and help these children out. Because through their help, God will see them through, and God is going and is really, really going to help them. Because we are also a Christian organization which is committed in Christ, in the Bible, and also, yes. So anyone who is interested to come, you are welcome. Our doors are open. You are welcome. and really appreciate your support. Yeah.
And so you said that you have some accommodations for them. So if someone came, then you have a place for them to stay?
Yes, we have a place where they can stay. Like a house where I stay, there are kids who might stay in, the talented ones, like the ones I was telling you. Because when they stay at their places, when they get back home, they're being told, go fetch water, go buy this thing in the market. They don't have proper time for reading after training. So I said, let me bring them in so that they can stay with me. The rooms are there. We have double beds which are in the house. But it's located in a slum. So I know if a coach's mission is to come and help out, then you should just come, regardless of where we stay. There is proper security there. If they might be get worried about security, we have proper security, which is in Manyata slum. So they are free to come and stay with us. But if the place where we stay does not, they don't see as accommodative, they can make private arrangement and they stay in different guest houses in hotels, which are cheap. In Kisumu, they are not expensive. Some go for like $30 a night. Some go for like $40 a night. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. Well, when we were talking the other day, it was shortly after we talked, on the phone the other day that I decided that my goal is to come spend a week or maybe even two in Kenya with you. So I don't know how soon I'm going to be able to do that, but maybe some of our listeners can help support me as I come do that. So I would be very excited to come visit you over there and, do that for the kingdom, So anyway, so we're going to move on to the next thing. And so let's talk about if someone wanted to help, how would they get in touch with you? How could they support you? Let's say there was a listener and they wanted to write you a check today. Where would they send that?
Yes, we are looking for well-wishers, supporters, and those who would like to help these children chase their dreams. We are in need of tennis equipment, from tennis shoes. These kids are just playing on a stony ground, barefooted, and they usually get cut with the stone and other sharp objects which fall from the ground. So we need shoes. These children need shoes. We need tennis rackets, different sizes. We also need tennis balls. We need tennis cloth, caps, all the tennis accessories. If anybody has a streaming machine, all the tennis stuff, And also,
yeah,
we are also looking for...
Collins, yeah, I think everyone's really clear on the need. That's very, very clear. So what I'm asking is can you give me an address that people can do that? They could send a check today. What would be the address they would send it to? Who would they send it to?
Yes, you can use this address. The name is Colin Agwanda, AGWANDA, Shining Hope, Kenya, P.O. Box 229-4100, Kisumu City, Kenya. My mobile number is +254 722 713 470. Let me repeat the address again. Physical address, Collins Agwanda, Collins Agwanda, AGWANDA, Shining Hope, Kenya, P.O. Box 1229-4100, Kisumu City, Kenya. My mobile number is +254 722 713 470, and my email address is collins@gmail.com.
Okay. Thank you. That's good. So here, I'm sorry, I have to cut you off there on that, but wanted to give a little bit of background, and I also want to encourage people to read up and get to know you. So Collins and I became friends via Facebook, which is really kind of very interesting. So I would encourage any listener who's really curious about this to contact Collins, and he can send you articles and websites and different things that you can see what's being written about his programs and the fact that there's accountability there. I know there's a story been written about the problem that they had with a certain coach that came in and was kind of acting inappropriately for the program. So, that's all out there. And obviously, Colin, it sounds like you really want good people who can come out and help out and don't have any other motives than coming out and helping. So now, when it comes to your ultimate goal, what's the ultimate goal of your program?
My ultimate goal is I want to have a Grand Slam tennis player from our tennis program. And this is the search which I started when I founded the Victoria Tennis Academy as a project under Shining Hope in the year 2008. But we are still looking forward to have a Grand Slam tennis player and also to have a Kenyan who can be ranked in top 10 in both ATP and WTA. That's where I want to be and to get ready children.
That's astounding. And there have been precious few high-level players from Africa. And so that's an incredible goal. And, that inspires me. I would love to get involved. I would love to help in even a small way and then to be feeling good about, wow, look at that. Collins had a vision, led the charge, and I had the privilege of helping out just a little bit to get that child an education to help them get onto the pro tour. And Grand Slam champion, that's a little rough, but even so, gotta have that really big dream. Okay, how would you wrap up this conversation? What would you say the number one thing that you want to make sure people latch on to from our talk here today?
I'm sorry, I didn't get your question clearly.
If we have to kind of summarize our discussion and you wanted to make one or two really strong points from this conversation, what are the points that you really want to get across?
Sorry, Bill. Actually, I haven't heard your question clearly. I think it's because it's now raining, it's drizzling, and maybe the network is bad.
Okay. Well,
but can we repeat?
I think it's okay, and I think that I think people really understand and have I think people understand what your vision is and how unusual and against the grain of the culture it is, and how you're really stepping up to draw kids into a new positive thing. So there, I just did it for you. And then, so hey everybody, you know, you've heard the charge. So I do challenge you to consider helping out. I know I'm definitely going to. And Collins, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yes, you're much welcome, Bill.
And so say hello to all the children for me, and I hope tell them that I want them to listen to the show online. So if they get a chance to do that, if they have that access, I think you could even download this onto your own mobile device and play it for them. So it would be exciting
yes.
for them to hear you on the radio, don't you think?
Yes, that will be perfect. Because they are currently on court now. They are playing different matches as per their group at Manyata Slam. And actually, if you can get the link, you can at least share with me so that I can also share with our supporters, those who have been supporting our program, the likes of Niraj Devulpalli, who's based in New Jersey. And also we have Martin Fredgood, based in Georgia. Susan, based tennis scholarship. He graduated from Georgia State and is currently supporting two children at Elora School through monthly sponsorship. And also he would like to help in tennis very, very much. He did architecture. And also we have William, nickname is Bill Lubinson. He stays in Ohio. We have the likes of Jill Owino Magana, who stays in Rwanda. Yellow Lady stays in Kenya. And everyone actually who have been supporting us, we say thank you. And those who have listened to this program, I'd also like to appreciate them. And Mr. Bill, you also, I'd like to appreciate you so much. This is a rare opportunity which you have given me. I haven't got it in any radio station in Kenya, but you are the first person to at least having given me a radio interview. And thank you very much. I know this is a big challenge to our Kenyan fellow radio station. And after they've listened to this interview, they'll really start looking for me and telling me, oh, come, we do an interview, come, we do an interview. So this is a big plus. And thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And that's a wrap. Okay, so thank you, Colin, and have a great evening over there. And I'm waking up, going to have my morning here. So have a great one, and we'll be in touch shortly. All right? Take care.
Okay. Thanks so much, Bill, and you are welcome. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks, not much I can add there. What a wonderful end to the conversation. And now it's time for me to leave you with this.
Opinions stated by various contributors to the UR Tennis Network and its programming are not to be considered as endorsed by the UR Tennis Network. Participants are encouraged to use their own discernments and draw their own conclusions. All information, products, and services offered by the UR Tennis Network are for personal use only. The UR Tennis Network does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of information contained within the network. Any products or services provided for should be used solely for entertainment purposes. We emphasize the idea of keeping an open mind and not construing the products, services, or data as factual.